Uplifting Life Songs. You're with Josh and JoJo, and joining us on the phone is Matt Carney. Matt, welcome to New Orleans.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, by the way, on your recent marriage.
Thank you. Yes.
What's it like juggling life with the family and a tour?
You know, it can be challenging at times, and we just try to kind of set, you know, the maximum amount of time where we're apart. So, you know, usually my wife will come out and join me on tour for a while, and we just kind of have like a timer going off when we're away from each other. It's like, no, we need to get back together at some point in the next 10 days, you know, and it's been good for us. You know, she loves supporting me because, you know, this is my dream and I love doing it. And it's fun. We get to see the world together. So we've been a good balance.
What's the most romantic place that you guys have been on when you've been on tour and you've gone somewhere? She's gotten to come with you.
When we first got married, I had this kind of idea I'd romanticized when we first started out and we were in the van, just, you know, you and your buddies in a van, like touring the country, driving all day. And I was like, I want to do that again. So I think we'd been married a month and we jumped in a van and there were four of us on tour and we just played acoustic shows.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really special. After about like 2 weeks, I realized, no, I kind of missed the tour bus and I've become kind of a diva over the years. but no, it was like a really beautiful time to kind of not have any responsibility except playing a few acoustic shows and us being together.
That's nice.
Now, Matt, we have been playing the song Air I Breathe a lot, and we absolutely love it. We jam to it. Can you give us the story behind the song?
Yeah, Air I Breathe was written. I grew up in Eugene, Oregon, and I set the setting there, you know, born under the rain and the western wind.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it was kind of my journey, maybe a few, you know, I wrote it about a journey kind of 2 years ago of realizing, like, your perfectionism and wanting to be perfect, and with that comes shame and just not being content. And I think, you know, the song was written where you're kind of at the end of yourself and it's a prayer and it's like, okay, Lord, I'm done being in control. And it's this kind of moment of surrender of, okay, you're the air I breathe. You're the only thing that brings me contentment. I'm tired of doing it myself. Like, this is a war I'm not going to win and I'm not going to be happy with winning it. And yeah, Air I Breathe was kind of born out of that prayer. Like, Lord, here, you can have this. I don't want control of this anymore.
If you're just tuning in, we're hanging out with Matt Carney this morning on Life Songs. And Matt, you mentioned you grew up in Oregon. You're from Eugene. How close is that to the school that just had the shooting? Is it Umpqua?
It's Umpqua, yeah, community college. Yeah, I mean, I grew up, Roseburg is a couple hours away, but I played soccer down there a bunch, so I didn't have any family directly affected. But
good.
Yeah, you just feel it when it's, you know, I carry Oregon in my heart just growing up there, and I'm a sixth-generation Oregonian on my mother's side. Definitely, like, it's frustrating and maddening and just heartbreaking, and I've been praying for him and just thinking of him.
That kind of depth of feeling, is that what motivates you when you songwrite? I mean, do you find a lot of inspiration from hard times in life, or is it more joyful imaginings? I mean, what really gets you going when you put pen to paper?
You know, both of them, I think. Some of being an artist and what got me into music was literally just kind of, it was a journal, you know, it was a way to process life and to struggle through difficult things with the Lord and, you know, write about something difficult. And in the middle of that song, you kind of find redemption and grace and you come back around to hope. And I think that that's how I process life sometimes, is through a song. And I think sometimes people relate to that because it's not just like, when you listen to Air I Breathe, it's not just like this happy song. You know, you can sense there's some longing in it. And I think that at our core, we're all that way. We're all wired to have questions and longing. And like, you know, I think that's the beauty of the Psalms and us praying and seeking God and things we don't know. And I think that Air I Breathe is trying to kind of be that.
How has Christian radio impacted your life and why do you think it's important?
Well, I just think it's really awesome. All the artists that I meet that are getting up every day and really motivated and challenged by the idea of, like, I want to communicate that there's a creator that loves people and people are put on earth for relationship with this God of love and grace. And I think that, you know, as a Christian, that just really motivates me. And I think it gets me up out of bed every day thinking there's people out there that maybe hear a song and are really touched by that, or the Lord's able to use a song to reach people and say, hey, I love you. I'm like, I put you on earth to have a relationship with me. that's an amazing, beautiful thing to be a part of.
That's awesome. Well, stick around. We are going to put you through the lightning round coming up in just a minute.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we are going to put you through the Life Songs Lightning Round. So basically, it's an A or B question, and you just answer from your heart right away, just whatever you can come up with right at that moment.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, are you ready?
I can't promise any results, but I can give you that.
It's super easy. Yeah, it's like it's A or B.
You'll do fine. Well, very, you are being judged on your answers, but...
I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous. But it does impact how much we play your song. So here we go.
Okay. Beach or snow?
Beach.
Candy corn or popcorn?
Oh, candy corn.
Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Definitely Christmas.
Pumpkin spice or apple cinnamon?
Ooh, it would have been apple cinnamon, but my wife is so pumpkin spice that I've been swayed towards pumpkin spice.
Barista or waiter?
Definitely barista, because I was one. My first job was at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Football or soccer?
Ooh, well, I played soccer in college, but I'm a massive Oregon Ducks fan, so D, both.
Okay. Wedding cake or funnel cake?
Carrot cake.
Ew.
Carrot is so good. Carrot cake with cream cheese frosting.
I was going to say you have to have cream cheese.
I would say wedding cake.
All right, guitar or harmonica?
I do play harmonica, but I think they're kind of annoying, so I'm going to say guitar.
Truck or car?
Truck.
Country Music Hall of Fame or the Grand Ole Opry?
Grand Ole Opry.
Barbecue or seafood?
Where am I?
You're in either Nashville or you're in your hometown of Oregon.
If I'm in New Orleans, definitely seafood.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oregon seafood. Nashville, barbecue.
All right. Disneyland or Disney World?
Sorry, but I got to say Disneyland because that's where I went as a kid.
It's all right. West Coasters got to stick together. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I went to Disney World. I'm just saying it's gotten better, but when I went, it wasn't as cool. Just saying.
All right. And your final question is kind of a keen insight into what kind of man you are.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN or Food Network?
Embarrassingly, Food Network.
It's not embarrassing.
I love the Food Network.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love sports. I don't like listening to people talk about them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That could be the worst.
But
especially when Troy Aikman opens his mouth.
And I love people talking about food, so Food Network.
Well, congratulations, Matt. You survived the Life Songs lightning round. Way to go.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us, and we're excited about your album, Just Kids. I hope that your tour swings through New Orleans or close by. We'll be there.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, guys.